The Matanuska Susitna Borough's ailing ferry MV Susitna is poised for sale to the Philippine Red Cross. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
The Matanuska Susitna Assembly untied the giant albatross from its collective neck Tuesday night with a vote to accept about $1.5 million for the motor vessel Susitna. The unused ferry has cost the Matsu Borough about $2 million in storage fees since its construction was completed in 2012. The ferry also needs $1 million in engine repairs, since rainwater leaked into its stacks and ruined three out of the vessel's four engines earlier this year. At Tuesday's Borough Assembly meeting, Assembly members approved a deal which had been received by the borough on Monday. John Musi is Matsu Borough Manager.
At the end of the deal, the Philippine Red Cross will get it for rescue purposes, humanitarian purposes, and the borough will net approximately $1.5 million.
The International Red Cross will front the borough $60,000 to cover costs during repairs and will put down an additional $750,000, or half the purchase price, now. Contingent on successful repairs and on an export permit, the Red Cross will fund the remaining $750,000 in the purchase price. Musi says it has not been easy getting a ferry deal.
We have probably for the last 6 months, we have entertained probably seven serious buyers. The offer that they've agreed to, and we try to get agreed to, is they would pay $250,000 up front. We would use that for our insurance deductible to get the engines repaired. If we can deliver the boat and the engines are repaired, if anybody walks away, in this case Philippine Red Cross would walk away, they forfeit that money. So we know they're in for this.
But there are potential roadblocks to the sale. The borough still owes the Federal Transit Administration more than $12 million to repay grants that the borough accepted that were linked to the ferry's successful operation. But ferry operations never took place because of a dispute with Anchorage on where to build a ferry landing on the Anchorage side of Kinnick Arm. The matter of the FTA debt is in negotiation at this time, Musi says. Musi says the borough needs to find a company that can make the ferry engine repairs. He also told the assembly that the borough has an insurance policy on the ferry with Lloyd's of London, and that policy expires August 31st, and that company may decide to drop the borough as a client if repairs don't start soon.
We have been sitting on the repair since January, and Lloyd's of London said, hey, Matsu Borough, what are you going to do? Are you going to fix it? If you're not going to fix it, we're not going to allow you to have insurance after this term expires, because we're not going to insure a boat that doesn't work.
The $1.75 million price tag is less than half the price the borough initially asked for the Susitna. But in the past couple of years, various offers by potential buyers of the ship have not panned out. This is the closest we have come to a sale, Musi told the assembly Tuesday. Musi says that the borough may seek the help of Alaska's congressional delegation if the federal government blocks the sale of the vessel to a foreign entity. I'm Ellen Lockyer.